Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
There's a brand new book out that's called Fair Foods, the most popular and offbeat recipes from America's state and county fairs. It is written by George Geary, who joins us on the line right now. George, welcome to WGN. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Dean. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Great.
I was, you know, sad that I wouldn't be able to enjoy our Illinois State Fair. The Wisconsin State Fair for Chicagoans is always a big draw, and their famous cream puffs that they serve. The various county fairs that we have here in Illinois. And I'll be honest with you, it's mostly because I love the State Fair food.
It's really the only place you go to eat the bad stuff, it seems. When I came out with the book, people are like, is it going to be all fried? And I was like, no, we've got some other things, too, in there. But fried is a big aspect of the fair.
It is popular, yeah. So how do you go about compiling something like this in the first place?
Well, what I did for 28 seasons, I was the culinary coordinator out at the Los Angeles County Fair, which it's interesting. People outside of Los Angeles, they don't even think we have any agriculture out here, which
we
do.
That's what I was going to say. I was almost just going to say that. All right.
I read your mind, Dean.
Yes.
And so what it was is I was out there for 28 years, and I saw all these crazy foods that would come along. And our fair system started in San Diego. For the year, July would San Diego go all the way up to Orange County, and then Los Angeles and Ventura County. So the same carnies would go, and the same food carnies would go. And this one guy would do a lot of fried stuff down in San Diego. He tested out, and by the time it got to LA, he had it refined. So I was in charge of the best chocolate cake contest, those type of things. And then I was watching all this food, and I thought, you know, I think I could put a book together, because I created one contest. We did live contest also for the audience. It was, you had an hour to go around the fair and $10 to buy food. And you came back and you redid the food. You did something different. For instance, let's say the corn dog. Someone would run around, they'd buy two corn dogs, and they could bring four ingredients from home. And they made a corn dog with a crumb topping with the outside part of the corn dog. So it was redoing food. It was something fun, and I thought, this is some crazy food out there, because I didn't get out into the fair the first couple years looking around. And so that's what started the book. And I thought, hey, let's put this together. And then this year, when the fairs have all been canceling, which that is depressing, like you said, it's one of those yearly things that a lot of families do.
Well, you know, that's why this book, you know, it's just so perfectly timed, you know, so people can't, because people are at home and they're cooking more also during the shutdown.
To find flour.
Well, that's true, too. It's a little better now than it was a month ago, or a couple of, certainly 2 or 3 months ago. I was thinking,
all those people could be cooking like that, because I teach around the world cooking, and I know that these people aren't doing it. I think they're just hoarding it for something. I don't know what it is.
Right. Well, you got to buy something besides toilet paper, I guess. So.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Are you, you know, when you did your research for this, are you finding that there are certain fair foods that are just everywhere? They're common everywhere. Which ones are the most common?
The most common is the craziest thing that starts out. And it normally can start out anywhere. It depends whose fair starts first. And like fried butter was something that started, I think, in Dallas in the state fair. And, okay, you are envisioning fried butter. Now, when I talk about this, I envision, the first time I thought of it, oh, fried butter. It's a whole stick of butter thrown in deep fat and you eat it.
That's what I
thought.
Then,
I know exactly what
you're thinking. You are reading my mind again. You better stop reading my mind. You're going to get shocked somewhere along the way.
And what happened was, is the Wall Street Journal was doing a story on me on this subject, and the gal said, deep fried butter. And she looked at the recipe and she said, it's like an inside-outside donut, isn't it? And I said, well, come to think of it, it is. It's about, it's rounds of butter that you freeze, and you put it into a batter that's almost like a donut batter, and then you fry that, and when you eat it, the butter's gone. It's like, it becomes almost like a melted cinnamon roll type of thing.
Yeah, so really all that's left is the coating. The coating,
yeah. To where that's same thing with fried Coca-Cola. You're thinking, okay, you take a, how early you're going to do that? All it is Coca-Cola's in the batter that's fried almost like a funnel cake. So it's that type of thing that's very different. So things like that, when you hear fried butter, and it's on the USA Today, they say the strangest things at the fair this year, because they do that every year.
Right.
They do a list. And you don't read what it is, and you don't realize it until you eat it. And you're like, oh, well, this is fried butter. It wasn't exactly what I thought it would be, but it's even better. So,
yeah. What are the most unusual fried, deep-fried things that you have found at fairs?
There was fried avocados.
Hmm.
And you're thinking, is that supposed to be healthy?
Actually, sounds quite delicious.
Yeah, it pretty is. It is. And then there's fried guacamole that comes almost close. They freeze the guacamole and make circles or chunks of it.
Like little balls or something, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really been the past 10 years where crazy fried stuff has started out. But then you get the regular things like big cinnamon rolls that are all gooey. And everything's oversized at the fair also. The number of fairs that I've been to a lot of state fairs around the country. They'll have these humongous Texas-sized donuts. And I don't know why they say Texas, but everyone says everything's bigger in Texas. So, but it wasn't that they started there. But they're like five times as big as a regular donut.
I remember the first time that I had fried pickle. And, you know what? It kind of repulsed me at first, and then I took my first bite, and we've been in love ever since.
See what happens when you, that's why we teach you how to do fried pickles too, but it's true.
Yeah. That, what else have I had? Deep fried Snickers bars.
In fact, I was doing some last night, some deep fried Snicker bar for a TV show.
Really?
And those are, again, it's kind of like the deep fried Oreos. That was something else that was kind of interesting when those came out. When you deep fry those, they melt inside, because you think of Snickers bars, the inside is caramely, and the same thing with an Oreo has that white cream, and that white cream warms up and kind of melts all over the place to where it doesn't even taste like a Snicker bar or the Oreo at that time, because it changed the whole texture and the feel of the thing. And it's, they're really good. The whole part of the frying part, the worst part is getting all the fried stuff out, you know, all the oil and everything.
Right.
But other than that, it's pretty good.
Well, walk me through this, because, I mean, this is a cookbook. I mean, it's fun to talk about all these things, but George teaches you how to cook all of these things. So, you know, just real quickly, if I've got my Snickers bars or I've got my Oreos, what am I doing with these exactly?
Well, think of corn dogs. Everybody knows when they stand there and watch a corn dog being made, and those are in the book also. So what it is, it's a batter that's easy to make, everything that's in your kitchen pretty much, and you dip it in with a stick, because I tried without using sticks, because there's one fair when they do Oreos, they don't use sticks. You get handed three Oreos that are all fried. Well, it's easier, but at home you kind of need to do a stick thing. So you dip it in, and it fries about 3 minutes.
This is like a batter like you might put on fried chicken or something, right? Right?
Something similar.
Fried
fish. It's a sweeter batter.
Yeah,
but,
right.
It's got some sugar in it and some buttermilk and flour and salt and pepper. Right. Not pepper, salt and stuff. So,
okay.
And then you need to eat them semi-warm. When I was redoing some Snicker bar last night, I handed them to someone, and they said, "I said hot inside, because I normally will hand somebody and they cool down, but they are so hot when they come out, they retain the heat, so you have to kind of be careful." But other than that, it's pretty simple. If you can mix up a few things and dip them in the batter, and there you go.
All right, let me take a break here, and we'll talk. I want to talk about your fried ice cream. I want to talk about your grilled pork chops on a stick.
Oh, okay.
that is very reminiscent of our Sandwich, Illinois County Fair, famous for their pork chops. 1247, Dean Richards, Food Time, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show. Talking with George Geary today, author of the book, which is called Fair Foods, the Most Popular Offbeat Recipes from America's State and County Fairs. Here's one of the things that I learned in your book, George. You have the recipe in there for deep-fried Twinkies, which, you know, sounds fantastic, of course. But I was shocked to learn that this was something that you discovered at the Texas State Fair in Dallas, because Twinkies are one of Chicago's very own, invented here in Chicago.
Yeah. That's what's interesting is, unless I had, I had a number of people say, where was this invented? I said, I don't know. Because there were a few fairs that started at the same time, and people had the same type of ideas. It's kind of like saying, where was a certain type of food, French fries in California or something. So
right.
I only put when I knew exactly that that was the very first place, and I could really pinpoint those things. So not each food in the book states exactly where they were located. But Iowa State Fair didn't have a whole lot that was new versus they seemed like they copied a lot of the other different fairs.
Yeah.
But we have one guy in California. They call him Chicken Charlie because he has a humongous food place. It's all chicken. He is the one that has done so many different things. Like he did, he takes, in fact, it's on the cover, a Krispy Kreme donut, three hamburger patties, cheeseburger, and deep fries the whole thing.
Walk me through this again. Three Krispy Kreme glazed donuts?
No, one Krispy Kreme glazed donut, which is your bun.
Okay.
Three patties of beef.
Okay.
And cheese in between, and fries that.
Oh my.
I know. There's some that I think they try to top themselves every year. Because of USA Today doing these stories every year.
Right, they want the attention because the weirdest thing always gets the most attention, of course.
Oh, most definitely. The Oreos came from him, I believe, also back in the 80s, and he would have a line down the block with these things.
Here is, we have a text from the 847 area code, George. I think this is a compliment for you. I can feel my arteries hardening as this man is speaking. I think that's a compliment, right?
Well, I'd also like to tell this nice person that I have a book all on salad dressings and salad routes from years back, but I do have that too.
So. All right, we'll talk about that another time, I guess. What did you find anything specifically from Illinois, the Chicago area, our vicinity, Wisconsin?
Ooh, offhand, I don't think so. Offhand. I've been to your fair, a couple of fairs in your state, come to think of it, and Wisconsin. Wisconsin was interesting when I went to their fair years back. It, I believe if a lot of food is in one big area in the Wisconsin fair. And I'm not sure, I'd have to look back, but there was one fair in the Midwest, it could have been Michigan, that you had to pay for everything in a central booth, and then you'd use, like, script at the little the food booths themselves, that was something I never did before.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I want is something to drink. Well, you have to go stand in that line to get the coupons, and then you come back over here. So, but
a lot of food fest kind of things in this area. I don't know why, because that's always been a complaint of mine also. So I have to stand in line twice. I think they just don't want to be handling the money where they're handling the food.
Yeah.
Maybe that might be it.
Or they don't trust the people in the booth.
That's entirely possible also. Wisconsin State Fair, famous for their cream puffs, and they are amazing. But one of the other famous foods from a fair that's in Illinois is it's in Sandwich, Illinois, is the Sandwich County Fair. That's the actual name of the town and the county, and they put on an amazing fair every year. I don't know what the status is of their fair this year. I suppose it's probably like everything else that's not going to be happening. But honestly, I'm not sure for sure. But their signature items, barbecued pork chops, are amazing, amazing. Yeah. And you have grilled pork chops in your book.
Yeah, we have a lot of meats, like turkey drumsticks are outdoor grilled with mesquite and things like that. But the reason for, like, the pork chop and the turkey, it's if you can put it on a stick or walk with it, so you can have your other hand holding on to a beverage, mostly alcoholic, is the way you go through the fair. My editor, when she was working on this book, she said, there sure is a lot of alcohol in this book, the whole chapter. And I said, yeah, have you not been to a fair?
Is she right?
And she really had never been, so she didn't realize it was so alcohol-driven, or flavors of different alcohols, because we have even a margarita bar at the Los Angeles County Fair that's all these different types of tequilas, because we are pretty close to the tequila places. So, right. And then we have a huge wine pavilion at the L.A. County Fair.
So talk to me about these grilled pork chops, though. I mean, somebody wanted to do that at home tonight. How do you do grilled pork chops on a stick?
Well, it probably at home you wouldn't need the stick.
Right.
I would hope not.
It's not as much fun, though, without it.
You're right. Now, you need to get these they're wooden doweling sticks. They're a lot heavier. And what I do is I put a dry rub on them, almost like I do some of the ribs, things like that. And you combine all these different types of seasonings, paprika and some sugar, a little brown sugar that browns it, and ginger, cinnamon, cumin, some dry mustard, and a little bit of cayenne pepper. And you take the pork chops, and you want them. With this one, what we do is we kind of insert the chopstick into the short side of the pork chop about halfway through, and we rub that rub all over the chops for a few minutes, just to massage it in right before you're going to grill it, because you don't want all the juices to come out. Sometimes the salt will pull the juices out of the pork chop and the meat itself. And then you grill both sides about 8 minutes, depending how thick the pork chop is. If I had a butcher close by, which I do, but if I was making these, I'd make sure they were a little bit thicker pork chops, because they just seem... Our pork chops nowadays are getting paper thin at the grocery store when you buy them in sets of six. So I like to do a double thick pork chop with it. And you put it on the barbecue or on a medium heat or a grill pan. So you get those grill marks. You want to make sure you get some grill marks on it. And you have that stick and you just go for it. Now, the thing with the sticks on barbecue, if you're going to do this like for the kids because they like to walk around with this, you want to make sure you dip the stick and let it soak in water so it doesn't burn up in the barbecue while the barbecue is doing it. Same thing when you do anything on a stick. So, and that's kind of, they're really simple to do.
I've had some texters telling me that the fate of the sandwich fair will be determined by the fair board in mid-July. So if anyone's wondering about the sandwich fair, and also thank you to everybody correcting me on this, that it's actually in DeKalb County that's held in Sandwich, Illinois. I always thought it was the other way around. I just go for the pork chops. I have no idea where I am when I'm there. I'm like in a pork chop coma when I'm out there for that.
That's kind of how it is at these fairs, you know, it's kind of nice, though. But they canceled our fairs out here about 9 months before.
Oh,
so
wow.
Almost right when everything started in March, they said, okay, we're canceling.
They looked ahead.
So they really did, which I was thinking, well, our fair's not even until September, so why are they doing it already? But they just did the whole thing. So
yeah, everyone's got their own formula for that. I want to just talk about one other recipe that's in your book. For egg creams, which is one of my favorite beverages, but I do not know how to make an egg cream.
Well, egg creams don't have any eggs in it, then that's always something that
I thought it did have egg white in it to give it the foam.
Well, not really.
Okay.
No, they use whole milk and seltzer water.
All right.
And it's very simpler. Normally, you would think that you find those at soda fountains instead of at a county fair.
Yeah.
But I started finding them more in the South. Hmm. And I thought, well, you know, we're putting a lot of liquor in here, and this one doesn't have any alcohol in it.
Right.
And you make a simple syrup, vanilla simple syrup, which is just vanilla beans that have the seeds and sugar and water, and you bring that to a boil. You cool that down. You take whole milk. If you use light milk or diet milk, it doesn't have the thickness that you need. And you add a little bit of the simple syrup into the cold milk, and then you put some seltzer water on top, and it starts foaming and overflowing very quickly. And you stir it a little bit with a long spoon, and then you serve it. Sometimes you'll do a sidecar, which is a scoop of ice cream off to the side on the side of the egg cream itself.
Yeah, we used to have them all the time when we were kids, and I never I've made phosphates, which is as close to an egg cream as I can. But I'm anxious to give this a try with the recipes that are in your book. It is Fair Foods, the most popular and offbeat recipes from America's state and county fairs. Really fun book, especially this year. George, thank you for joining us. I hope we can talk again sometime.
And stay safe out there.
All right, go deep fry something.
Okay, will do. Thanks. Take care.
Thank you very much.